Just as you sit, let's pray. Heavenly Father, perhaps familiar words, but in the power of your Spirit, come this morning, we pray. And open to our hearts those familiar old words, that we might receive new food from you, because we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. So Thursday last was polling day. I trust that if you were able, you made it. I trust too that you had a bit more success than I did. I got my polling card, and I got my passport, and I left the rectory and headed for the school. That was the point that everything suddenly went wrong. I presented my documents, and the lady looked at me very puzzled. She must have thought I was a right tube. She said, "You do know this is Sion Mills School." Well, what could I say? I resisted the urge to say anything facetious and said, "Yes." And she said, "Well, look, your card says St. Mary's." Why? Why ever would it do that when I live so close to... Anyway, goodness knows. Not deterred, I headed up the road. And finally I was faced with a ballot paper. Wouldn't it be good if there was a simple choice? But instead, the list is as long as your arm. And anyway, what do they all stand for? Well, blow me, I didn't know. I mean, I knew the major ones because for the last 3 months I've been getting through my door nothing but letters from them. But what about all the others? And who are this sister? Difficult. And then the lady who was sat there, who finally checked my details and confirmed this time that I was in the right place, said to me, "One cross. Don't mark your paper in any other way. Just one cross." One little cross. But do you know, by the end of the day, I don't know if any of you stayed up a wee bit later than you might have done normally to hear some of the results come in. By the end of the day, one little cross made a world of difference. One cross makes a world of difference. And probably when we were tiny wee babies, we too were marked with a wee cross, small enough, but one cross makes a world of difference. I wonder what it is that persuades people to vote for a particular party or a particular candidate. Maybe I should ask. Who votes for someone because they know them? No one. Who votes for someone because they trust their policies? one. Who votes for someone because actually they've always voted for that party? I'm very relieved by that. For a minute I was thinking, well, did anyone vote? So, for the most part then, we vote for what we know and trust. We vote for those who have proven themselves. For them, we make one small cross. And here's the point. We make one small cross for Jesus. Why? Because he is known to us. We know that we can trust him. We know that his promises are a wee bit more reliable than those of some politicians. And I don't know if anyone on the way out of church can explain this to me, but how can someone who is elected as an MP not become an MP? What is that about? Don't you want to trust someone who you can rely on to be there? Not to make some kind of point by not going, but actually to be there and to speak up for you. Cross is all about that, because Jesus came down from his Father in heaven to speak up for us, to represent us, and more than that, to give himself totally for us. Perhaps those words from today's gospel reading were familiar. Jesus said, if anyone is to become my disciple, they must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. But what does that mean? Let me tell you what it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean your burdens. If you have things in your life that are difficult, it does not mean take them up and carry them with you. It actually means the opposite. You see, in Jesus' day, for someone to say, take up your cross, would mean one thing and one thing only. That is to surrender everything. To give up your life. So what Jesus says is this: if you can trust in me, then take up your cross. Surrender everything you have and follow. Time, of course, will tell if any of those who were elected keep their promises. Quite how you can if you're not there, I don't know. But as I said, if you can explain that, I'd love to hear. But here's something more important. Jesus has already done that. Jesus has already proven himself. And always will. His word is faithful and true. Are you willing to take up your cross, to deny yourself and trust in him? Because one cross
makes a world of difference.